37.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're kicking off hour number two of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
We do it until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of time for your calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. Maybe it's a political issue, maybe a personal problem. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. So we take your calls about anything, if you make them. Otherwise, we get to bring up what we want to talk about. And we're still trying to catch up on some emails here. I'm going to have to start getting a little more picky, Manwich. I mean, we don't read all the emails that we get here on Free Talk Live, but recently, I mean, we've been deluged with them. And so I'm going to have to start being even more selective as far as what gets read and what doesn't. So don't get offended if your email doesn't get read. It will get responded to. I always take time to.
I still get to pick mine, though, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah,
when I demand to pick my, and when I, you know, demand my particular emails get read, then I get to pick those, right?
If I deem it so.
Yeah.
So you had something that has been, you've been wanting to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
Since
I
last
want to
night.
Talk about this.
I shared this with you last night, and why don't you tell us about it?
Well, apparently about 2 days ago, Rush Limbaugh talked about Free Talk Live on his air. Now, he didn't mention Free Talk Live because, well, he's smarter than that.
Right.
But he talked about podcasting. He talked about leftist wackos, you know, that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, I've never in my life been called a leftist wacko. So I
sure have.
Have you? I've not.
It's, it's long hair.
I'm blown away by it. Now I've been called un-American. I've been called a communist. All kinds of strange things on radio shows. But anyway, let me read it to you here. Apparently, he's doing one of his fake conversations with a caller.
Right.
You know, like just imagining what one of his listeners would say. You've got to get your podcasts on iTunes. Is there any way that can happen? Is there any way? Because it would. And then they cite all the other radio stations that are out there, and they say, look at the top 10 requested shows are X and Y. It's actually not XY, it's FreeTalkLive. But anyway, he's just got that wrong.
Okay.
Yeah. And you got to get yourself up there so that you're the number one requested show, which he probably would be. I certainly wouldn't doubt that he could. I don't know. iTunes, like podcasting is sort of a younger person's gig.
I think so.
So yeah. I think that Rush might have some trouble with it because he's definitely the 60-year-old curmudgeon sort of demographic.
Well, he's got his success. He doesn't have to be concerned about anything.
Well, he's long past his success.
Right.
His prime is over.
Yeah.
The Lord Tabs just took it out of him. I'm sorry. let's see. That way you can get more easily and put into iTunes without having to go through your software. But the reason he can't do iTunes, he explains, is as well because iTunes is only for free podcasts.
Right.
And then he goes about explaining why his show isn't free and why, what the other shows would want to give away their stuff. Radio programs that X and Y have such limited.
He doesn't actually use any radio programs' names, though, in this entire.
No. He's talking about. But I mean, to me, it's
you
clear.
You think he's talking about Free Talk Live?
To me, it's clear.
I think he could be talking about Free Talk Live, but he's labeling it leftist, and I mean, we're not leftist.
But to him, we are.
Okay.
We want to legalize drugs and prostitution, and
right.
There's a lot of things that could be called leftist issues.
Right.
Half of our issues are leftist.
And whereas we want to legalize all drugs, he just wants to legalize
and
a few.
And who? And my question is, who is rated how many radio shows are rated within the top 10 of PodcastAlley.com?
Just Free Talk Live.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what he was talking about here.
Right.
These radio programs had such limited coverage that in their over-the-air broadcast that Apple distributing their content free seems like a good deal to them because in much of the country, podcasting is the only way that you can hear their shows.
Mm.
Should somebody want to listen to their shows, podcasts are the only way that they can do it because they're not on any radio stations or not any good radio stations. And they don't.
That's
just
what
don't
he
have,
said.
Yes.
Right.
Right. We're certainly not talking about KCXL there. They just don't have any coverage at all. And then, so when you see these various leftist radio programs desperately podcasting via iTunes, it's not a mark of honor for them. It's desperation. See, this is the thing. How come radio is so much better than podcasting? It's just a medium for people to hear the venue. It's just a venue for people to hear the talk
program content. Yeah.
You
know what I find most interesting about this rant from Rush Limbaugh is Rush Limbaugh is one of these so-called conservatives, and he's frequently touting ideas like, well, you got to be self-started, you got to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you've got to get out there and you got to work and you blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sorry, Rush, did you start with 600 radio stations?
Mm-hmm.
Weren't you scraping for affiliates back in 1991 or whenever it is you got your show started? Don't you think Rush Limbaugh was, you know, pounding the phones and doing his damnedest to get on as many radio stations as possible?
I know he had to work very hard to get his deal. And he got fired from several stations before and that's how it used to be. You know, now Free Talk Live doesn't get fired. But, man, which might, but Free Talk Live will not. Anyway.
I just find that totally ironic.
He's a jerk.
It seems to me that he's totally forgotten whatever it was that he had to do to get to the point where he is.
It's not that he's forgotten. The fact is, he's created a position to protect his position.
He's king of the hill.
He's going to say whatever it takes to keep Free Talk Live from taking away his pretty little pie.
Right.
And that's what we're going
to
do.
It sounds to me like he might be a little frightened. Like he might have to untie part of his brain from his back.
Like, you're gonna have to fight us with your full brain, you fat drug addict. Formerly nicotine stained fingers and all.
Yeah.
The fact is, the desperation here is not Free Talk Live for using podcasts as a venue for people to hear our message.
No.
It's Rush Limbaugh for getting on his air and talking about why it's a bad thing for us to do it.
Right. He is scared. I think you're right, Jason. I think he's scared, and he's scared for a few reasons. You know, first of all, I think you're probably right, Manwich, that he is talking about Free Talk Live, because there's only a few radio shows out there that have actually offered a podcast for free.
Right.
A few talk radio shows. The Air America shows are out there, but they don't promote their shows as podcasts.
No.
Like, if you went to the podcast websites and you searched around, you could find Al Franken, for instance.
Somebody pirated it, though.
No, I think that they actually have it's okay by Air America. They give permission for someone to do that.
I see.
But they're not on the air talking about how their podcasts. They're not out there acknowledging or encouraging people to become part of that. So Free Talk Live is really the only show. We actually promote that we're the number one podcast in the world, and we have been a number of times. We've actually promoted that in some of our industry publications and our advertisements. As you pointed out, he reads that stuff.
Of course he reads that stuff. He sees that half-page ad sitting in there and with my dashing good looks, I must say. and he says, that's the guy that's going to take away my lunch.
Yeah. And he's right. Because, Rush, you're getting old, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been around for a while now.
I was looking at his website, and he's sallow looking.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, like all the pancake that they've got on there, you know, you got him with a cigar. Yeah,
right.
I'm successful.
Yeah. He's to the point where he's a total icon.
It's interesting. The suit he's wearing has vertical stripes because he really should just get used to the horizontal ones.
You think he's going to jail?
Could very well.
I don't know, man. You don't think they're going to put him in jail? He's a big personality.
Can you imagine what a coup it would be for the prosecutor in his case?
Would be.
You know, I mean, it's an adversarial system here.
So there you go, Mr. Rush Limbaugh. So he must have listened to the show.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, he gave us a whole segment. I'm sure he has.
Right.
Well, the thing is that we make him look not conservative. You know, please, I'm a leftist. Please. I'm more conservative than Rush is.
You're a constitutionalist.
I am. The thing is that Rush wants to go out there and spend people's money on a war.
Yeah.
He wants to go out there and spend people's money on a war on drugs, which he still hasn't turned against, even though the war on drugs has turned on him.
Filthy hypocrite.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
We'd embrace you with open arms, Rush, if you just wanted to come to the pro-freedom side, but I'm sorry, you're on the pro-state side.
He could have been the perfect spokesman for the legalization of drugs, widespread. He could have been perfect for it. Instead, it's a sickness and... I'm terribly sorry about it.
Yeah, I'm okay now. I went to rehab, and it'll never happen again.
Yeah,
right.
Please.
I've known plenty of drug addicts in my time, and I know better than to believe that the first time out of rehab, you're going to be okay.
The thing that keeps you away from drugs generally is just a lack of money, and he doesn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, he's got nothing but free time. I mean, he probably pops a few pills before he goes on the air.
He doesn't do show research like I do.
No doubt. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. So we got Rush Limbaugh scared now, apparently.
Thank God. It makes me know that I'm going to do well in this business.
So you got calls? You want to make take control of the show? You make them. 800-259-9231.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're inside hour number two of the show. You can take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Dan Jason.
Hello.
Hey, come on.
All the time.
Sick of you.
I think you guys would have this down by now.
All right, you go.
And Jason.
All right, my turn.
Okay.
And Manwich.
We've only been doing it for 2.5 years.
Shut up before I take you out of the studio and beat you.
800-259-9231. You can email the show, FTL at freetalklive.com. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got live streaming. The broadband version of the show, the dial-up version, it's all free, so go check it out, freetalklive.com. Hey, Manwich, I'm not sure if you remember, but Free Talk Live got reviewed a little while back by a show, podcast show, called Vox Monitor.
Vox Monitor.
Well, actually, a podcast review podcast. They've reviewed about 70 different podcasts so far, and actually, they got their work cut out for them because there's over 4,000 podcasts out there. But they've gone through 70, and we were actually reviewed in episode number 11 of Vox Monitor. Mm-hmm. It's easy to find it on their site, which is voxmonitor.com. And actually, we've posted it on our site as well, but go to voxmonitor.com, check these guys out, because they happen to like Free Talk Live, which mm-hmm. is one reason why we're talking about them. And it turns out that they happen to be pretty anti-government or pro-freedom themselves.
So I like that.
Definitely worth checking out at voxmonitor.com. And actually, something interesting happened the other day, Manwish.
What's that?
Well, they actually PayPal'd us some money to get us to read all this, so... to get us to talk about that.
That's strange.
So we certainly appreciate that. And VoxMonitor.com, they consider themselves strange guys. So go check it out, VoxMonitor.com. Mm. All righty. And, yeah, we'll sell out for a few bucks.
And you can be the right folks.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. You're right. We won't come on the air and read any anti-drug announcements.
No, Darryl is not going to pay us any money to talk.
But you can try at FreeTalkLive.com. All right. So, Greg in Missouri, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah. How's it going, fellas?
Excellent. Good. Quite well.
I wanted to ask you guys, I don't listen to your show much because I have to listen on the internet and it ties up my phone line. But do y'all ever get into UFOs or anything?
Sometimes. It's come up from, you know, once in a while. What's on your mind?
All right. Well, about a year ago, I bought a new camera.
Uh-huh.
And I was, you know, practicing with it, trying to figure out how to do all this new digital stuff.
Right.
And there was a full moon one night, and I thought, well, there were some cirrus clouds passing in front of the moon.
Yeah.
So I thought I would video this and see what it looked like.
Uh-huh.
And when I went back and reviewed the video, this flash of light caught my eye.
Hmm.
And I stopped it, freeze frame.
Mm-hmm.
And backed it up frame by frame, and you could see a UFO come into the at the top of the moon and circumvent a quarter of the moon and then disappeared again.
Is that right?
Very peculiar. Now,
so I started shooting more videos after that.
Uh-huh.
And I've gotten as many as 15 in a 20-minute video.
Uh-huh. And so they don't show up in real life; they only show up on video.
They're fast enough that you don't really see them with the naked eye.
Uh-huh.
All right, and on the video, they pass by so fast that all you see is just a little blip of light.
Yeah,
and
well, it's all very interesting. I don't think it's very conclusive at all. Of course,
how come you wouldn't see them with your naked eye then, instead of you know, catching all of these on the video camera?
Well, the only thing I can come up with is the fact that the flash is so quick that
Wait. Do you have a video camera or a camera?
A digital camera.
Okay.
Okay. With a 10 by zoom.
Okay.
And I just put it on a tripod and started shooting.
Yeah.
And I've got them buzzing the moon.
Uh-huh.
I've got them going. I've got them, you know, like dipping into and then passing back out.
So
I've got them coming up to.
Do you have this video on the internet?
Well, no. I've been trying to get the word out because I can't be the only one that ever shoots videos of the moon.
Well,
but I figured most people, you know.
Wait a minute. Are you shooting videos or are you taking pictures? Hold on. Ian, it's a digital camera.
Well, isn't that what you call videos on a digital camera?
So you do take, I'm sorry, you are taking video with a digital camera?
Yes.
Okay. You're not actually taking still photos?
No, I'm taking.
Then why did you reference the flash?
Because
is the flash going off while you're...
That's what you see. If you stare at the...
Oh, you're talking about the on the footage that you capture.
If you stare at the white, you stare at the white of the moon.
Uh-huh.
And then in the dark, somewhere around the moon, you'll see this little flash will catch your eye.
Well, it's, you know, it's all very interesting, but what are you expecting to get out of this?
No, all I want to do is try to get somebody else to get their camera out.
Yeah.
Because I can't be the only one that's ever shot a video of the moon, but, you know, these unexplained mysteries and all this stuff, I've never seen anything about UFOs buzzing the moon.
You know, I think in regards to UFOs, I think it's totally possible that there could be other beings out in the universe somewhere. I think it's kind of silly
Certainly.
To suggest there aren't. But what I think is totally unproven and all based on circumstantial evidence and anecdote is UFO stories. And it's very interesting, and I'm sure there's some sort of physics explanation for what it is that you saw.
All I'm saying is if you've got a camera, get it out. Anybody can prove it to themselves.
There you go.
Well, thanks.
All they've
got to
do is shoot it and look at it.
Thanks for the call, Greg. We appreciate it.
800-259.
Thank you. 1-800-259-9231.
I'll tell you, my dad was a big believer in UFOs.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he felt like he'd seen them.
Yeah.
Personally?
I certainly have seen some peculiar things in my time.
Right.
A lot of people do.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that they're, saucers with little gray or green little fellas in there.
Well, and, just calling something a UFO doesn't make it alien. It's an unidentified flying object.
Right.
I mean, you see something that's flying, and it's unidentified. So you don't know what it is.
Right. I'd be more apt to believe it was some sort of secret military...
A weather balloon.
I think you need a good probing, is what I think.
You're a silly man.
Yeah.
Silly man. 800-259-9231. So let's get back to some emails here, guys. This one from Tim. He says, I'm listening to last night's show where you were talking about cops again, actually just a few nights ago, specifically refusing to sign a ticket, etc. And a guy called in and said to challenge the definition of motor vehicle or whatever. I've been there, and I thought I'd share some experience. I got pulled over one time, supposedly for running a red light. No, I didn't. I rolled down my window just a crack, enough to talk out of, but no more. The cop said, can you roll your window down, please? Oh, I hear you just fine. I think this is enough. The cop gave me a look that would kill a chicken, then went through the normal routine, license, proof of insurance, etc. But then he went on to the harder questions. Social security number?
What?
What does that have to do with a traffic stop?
I asked you a question.
Well, I'm not going to answer that one unless you can tell me what it's for.
You know I can just type in your license number and birth date and look it up, right?
Then why are you asking me for it?
Are you getting smart with me?
No, I'm asking you a damn question.
No, I just want to know. The cop sighs and rolls his eyes and then moves on. What's your height? 5'8 3/8". The cop gives me another look. See, even when I answer his questions and tell the truth, he still gets mad at me.
Wait.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
You know, I could write you up for a lot more than running a red light. It would be better if you just cooperated with me.
Yes, cooperate with the cops. Sometimes it's better. Sometimes you end up in a jail cell.
Yep.
Come back with more. 800-259-9231. Toll free. 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. This is your show. Free Talk Live. Take it.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Take the long way home takes on a whole new meaning when the end of your journey is almost 5,000 miles from the start. When I return, I'll tell you about the Great Wall of China.
Apples are apples, right?
Uh-huh.
Not when it comes to synthetic oils.
Huh?
Don't be tempted to think that all synthetic oils are alike. Royal Purple's exclusive proprietary additive package makes Royal Purple up to 400% stronger than other synthetic oils. That means longer oil life, longer engine life, and longer time between oil changes. Go to royalpurple.com and find out why Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms.
The Great Wall of China lives up to its name. The Great Wall is a system of garrisons and turrets connected by an elevated road wide enough for 5 horses or 10 soldiers. Originally a series of individual barriers to marauders, the walls were first united under the Qing Dynasty over 2,000 years ago. When completed under the Ming Dynasty, the Great Wall's meandering structure zigzagged across 5,000 miles. Its building materials ranged from yellow sandy soil mixed with jarrah branches to stone, and if deconstructed, could be reconstructed into a 2-lane road that would circle the globe 30 times. Now that's taking the long way home. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love it. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. You'll find that we've got the bulletin board system there with over 28,000 posts for you to surf around through. Nearly 700 users interacting. Go and check it out. It's a lot of fun. freetalklive.com, of course, it is free. We're reading an email from Tim. He's telling us about an experience he had with a cop. He was pulled over by this cop, and Tim did not get out of his car. He did not, put his hands up, put his hands out the window. He actually just cracked his window down and talked to the cop through that. And that's actually supposed to be a legitimate tactic with the police.
Yeah. I don't know if it's smart, but it's good.
He must have watched the busted video.
Yes, and the reason is, well, you don't know if that's really a cop.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be somebody that just stole a cop car. So it could be somebody that's impersonating a cop. So talk to your cops through a cracked window if you feel comfortable doing that. Anyway, the cop is getting a little nosy, asking for social security numbers, height and weight and things like that. And so the cop says, cop apparently grunted with a totally disgusted look on his face and then took a slow walk around my car, I guess looking for more things to write me up on. Cop says, I noticed you don't have a front license plate and your windows look pretty dark.
Ooh.
Do they? Cop sighs and returns to his car. A moment later, he comes back and hands me the ticket. Sign this. What happens if I don't? Well, you can sign this right now, or I can take you to jail. Well, then. I signed it, but I wrote right on the ticket, I'm signing this under duress and threat of kidnapping and incarceration. What's all this? Well, you can read it, can't you? I thought to myself. It's part of my signature.
Legal and binding in all 50 states, buddy.
Why are you acting so weird? I don't know what you mean. Most people don't act like this when they get pulled over. Most people who stop me and come to my window don't act like you do. Can I go now? The cop shook his head and walked away. As I drove off, I saw him talking to another cop who'd pulled up behind us. I guess he'd called for backup. Who knows why? They were laughing and pointing at me. One problem I've noticed with the cops is the young officers. They think that the uniform and badge grants them the power and authority. And you'd have to be crazy to cross them. What the hell? It's still just a regular old person underneath that uniform.
Yep.
If I donned a uniform and a shiny badge, would that give me the authority to pull him over and interrogate him? No! Then what makes him think that doing the same thing to me is legitimate? Another problem is accountability. You can't sue a cop. You can't file a criminal complaint against a cop. You can't do anything. They're free to do whatever they want to because there are no consequences to their actions. There are virtually no consequences. From time to time, we'll see a story that a cop got suspended and finally fired for something terribly egregious. Like, yeah. If you rape a little girl as a police officer, odds are good you're going to end up getting fired for that one. But if you murder somebody's family dog or shoot the wrong person during a raid,
How about a week vacation?
And then maybe a desk job. And then he finally wraps up with, a friend of mine got pulled over once in Montana. He was out mountain biking or something for over a week, and his little car was packed with gear, clothing, supplies, etc.
Sure.
The cop said he was speeding, but my friend swears up and down that he wasn't.
I thought you couldn't speed in Montana.
I'm sure there are some areas.
Yes.
Anyway, the friend says up and down that he wasn't, and I believe him. Anyway, he didn't get ticketed or anything, but he does look like a lot like a pot-smoking hippie. and he's not. So the cop said he was going to search the car and called for backup. Notice he did not ask. He just declared that there would be a search. Another cop showed up, and they proceeded to unpack my friend's car, all of it, including taking clothing out of bags and such. When they had everything out of their car, they had all the gear, supplies, and clothing out of their respective containers, and had removed the carpets and plastic interior siding. They stood up and said, "Well, there's nothing here. Thanks for your time." Then they left.
Yeah.
They didn't
help. Leave it.
Yep. They didn't help to put anything back, reassemble the car, or anything.
They're public servants. Why would they do that?
Wouldn't accountability help in this situation? If the cop knew that he could be sued for an improper search and wasting 3 hours of this guy's time, would he have conducted the search? If cops conducted fewer searches, would they find fewer drugs and guns? Yeah, probably, but so what? Think of all the people that...
I think we're allowed to have guns, according to the Second Amendment, in my opinion, we should be allowed to have drugs. I mean, I think the war on drugs has caused more problems than the drugs themselves.
Absolutely, including problems like this, with the cops tearing people's cars apart for no reason. Think of all the people they damage by searching on a whim like this. Is it all worth it? So, say no to searches, right? Sure, but it's rather hard to do when you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
all
alone.
Seems
a little dangerous.
All alone, and a guy with a gun says he wants to take a look around your car. Me? I'd still say no, but I don't fear being shot to death. Most people will let them take a look around. So, we'll reiterate here on Free Talk Live our official position. We're not lawyers or anything like that, but if a cop asks you to search, just say no. It doesn't matter if you don't have anything, because they're going to leave you on the side of the road with all your stuff strewn everywhere, and they're going to go on down to the donut shop while you're putting everything back. Yeah. So 1-800-259-9231, let's go to Dead Meat in Florida. Dead Meat, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Ian, what's up, baby?
What's happening,
greetings,
dude?
Not much, man. Hey, you know, I was at Circuit City the other day taking a delivery, and I noticed they pulled all the Grand Theft Auto off the shelves there, too.
Yeah. Isn't that a shame? Mm. Such cowardice.
They were all sitting on a stack in the back on a counter with a little notice from the company letterhead right there sitting on top. I didn't get a chance to look at it, though, but I really wanted to read it, but I figured I'd point that out. And then later that night when I'm delivering, I saw two people playing it in their houses.
So wait, you're working for Circuit City now?
No. I had a delivery there.
I gotcha.
Wearing the brown these days.
Yeah, UPS man. There you go.
Right.
Moving America around. That's good.
Yeah, all right. Synchronizing the world of commerce.
Yeah, exactly. So what's on your mind, man?
Well, you know, I used to work at Walmart.
And that's right. You used to be the cart man.
Yeah, that's right. And then right before I got fired for gross misconduct, I sold electronics.
You stole them?
Sold them.
Sold them. Okay, good.
It's the wonders of cell phones.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I used to have the little 12-year-old kids and stuff come in and buy Grand Theft Auto and everything.
Right.
And, you know, me being the responsible person I am, or at least pretend to be, I sit there and I say to their parents, you know what's in this game, right?
Right.
And they pretty much just look at me and just shrug it off. I say, you know, this has sex, killing, drugs, and stealing stuff.
Yeah.
And they just be like, eh.
Well, they trust their kids.
Well, I don't know if it's that or just irresponsible parenting.
It's one or the other.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much.
My parents let me watch R-rated movies since I was 7 years old, and I mean, some people could argue that I'm totally messed up as a result of it, but I think I'm fine. My parents trusted me with mature content at a very young age.
I just found it amazing how many people would just shrug it off, and I'd ask them, "Do you know what's in this game?" They'd say, "No, whatever."
Well, I think it's probably one or the other, and either way, hey, that's their kids, it's their life, it's their choice, so I'm all for it.
Yeah, pretty much. But I think it's just horrible. I mean, now we can't modify games, and then I saw they were going after The Sims 2 now.
Oh, yeah, since
right.
You bring that up, we do have the details on that story. It is
very upset about that, because my girlfriend's really, you know, big into The Sims, and that's something she really likes. And, you know, I mean, I think it's just a load of crap that now we're potentially not going to be able to modify our games.
Well, I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No, they can't stop it.
I mean, these
guys... they can't. Yeah, it's pretty much impossible to stop.
It's just some hotshot attorney in Miami named Jack Thompson who keeps coming out with these claims about these video games. He's on the attack on The Sims now, which, in case you don't know, is a real lightweight...
Yeah, very lightweight.
...game
yeah.
targeted at general audiences. And great call, Dead Meat. Thanks for making it. 800-259-9230.
Nice.
Shut the door, baby.
Even when it comes from a guy, I'll still take the compliment, you know?
Okay.
800-259-9231. We'll tell you a little bit more about The Sims coming up here and your calls as well. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom. Also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order at 888-784-0718.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Anything goes. Whatever's on your mind, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the archives, last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. They're free, just like everything is at freetalklive.com. So go and dig on that. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, just give them a call toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And I wish we were at Porkfest, Manwich, but we're not right now.
No,
unfortunately. Yeah. We couldn't get the funding to get up there. I'm sure they're having a good time.
The time off and all that other stuff.
Yeah, the Free State Project members are all gathered together. Not all of them, but a good chunk of them, actually.
Yeah. Hundreds.
Are gathered together up in New Hampshire at a campground, and they're having the Pork Fest. And hopefully our friend Dave, who frequently checks in from New Hampshire, will take a break from the festivities and remember us and give us a call one of these days and let us know what's going on up there. So there you go, freestateproject.org. Let us go to the phones. I know I promised the Sims 2 thing, and we will get to that, but let's talk to Dan in Alabama. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dan.
I am a Free State Project member.
Excellent.
And
Actually, that it's kind of what I'm calling about.
Okay.
I'm getting ready next week to go over to Atlanta to the band's work tour to work a FSB table.
Uh-huh.
And in preparation for that, I was looking at the FSB website, freestateproject.org, and, I was looking at the frequently asked questions, that kind of stuff, so I'll be able to, field questions. When
right, you were doing a little refresher.
Right, exactly. And I came across something that's pretty interesting to me. I'm getting ready to join the Air Force, and one thing that was on the frequently asked questions was, what if I'm in the armed forces and I want to join the Free State Project?
Uh-huh.
And apparently something I'm going to have to do, find out exactly what the Department of Defense policy is when you enlist. But apparently when I enlist, I can choose a home state, which
really?
Is different from my state of legal residence.
Huh.
So whereas I may be stationed and living legally in California, I could declare that, well, New Hampshire is my home state.
Interesting.
Which
and the benefit
that,
of that is?
That I can vote. Yeah, for vote by absentee ballot.
Try to stay with us here, Leon.
I'm trying to figure it out, that's all.
Yeah, yeah, wherever I'm stationed or wherever I'm doing, I could still be voting as though I were in New Hampshire.
I see. So you don't necessarily have to have an address in New Hampshire in order to choose it as the home state.
Right, exactly. As long as I don't register to vote in any other state, I would basically, for their purposes, be considered, for voting purposes, be considered a resident of New Hampshire.
Cool.
But I would not have to pay property taxes, though I were a legal resident of
Bonus.
New Hampshire.
Bonus. Most excellent.
Yeah, so I thought that was cool. So if there's anybody else that's in the armed forces or enlisting and as a Free State Project member, they could take advantage of that.
Yeah, there's the tip. Excellent idea. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's really it. Do you guys ever just wonder, hey, am I sitting in a big field of radiation?
What
no.
do you mean?
Because you have to have a detector to know for sure.
Because, yeah, I don't, but apparently some people do.
Actually, we're constantly in electromagnetic radiation, if you want to think about it that way.
You know, if radiation's a problem, us working in radio, it's going to be all over for us.
We ought to be the Fantastic Three by now.
Yeah,
that just struck me as pretty hilarious. Anyway,
Well, they're not all ours. They're not all. Some of those are network sponsors, and we don't endorse the organizations that advertise during our breaks. I mean, we appreciate them, but we don't endorse them.
Man, which some might already suggest that you're flaming on.
There you go. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. How do you like your hot coffee? If you're Jack Thompson, you like it scalding. Game Publishers Lapse, the Miami attorney and anti-gaming activist, has done his share to see that games don't fall into the wrong hands. And lately, those hands have belonged to almost everyone. Thompson was among those who spearheaded the recent effort to slap an adults-only rating on Rockstar Games' Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. And he's often been on the forefront of many other gaming issues, several of which have targeted the crime spree-based Grand Theft Auto franchise. In the past, he's represented defendants who have been the victims of GTA-inspired crimes, including the triple homicide of the three police officers by an 18-year-old boy in Alabama. His beef with San Andreas? Well, unused code in the game that depicts sexual acts. These sexy mini-games can be unlocked by using game cheat devices or patches that are widely
available. You practically got to be a computer whiz to be able to hack into these games find these things. I mean, the newspaper just writes this little article like this is just the easiest thing in the world.
No.
I couldn't make it happen. I mean, it would take me hours and hours. You could.
Oh, yeah, you could.
It could hours and hours worth of research and probably have to buy some products and open up the box to the gaming system, the console itself, which voids the warranty, which I'm not going to do.
Yep.
It is just, this is crazy, ridiculous crap.
Well,
I mean, it's like saying that, them in them magazines, them models under them clothes is naked.
Yeah. how interesting you bring that up, because this guy is not done quite yet. Now he's going after The Sims 2 from Electronic Arts. In a manifesto sent to press outlets, Thompson focuses on dismantling the Entertainment Software Ratings Board and exposing what he calls the industry's latest dirty little secret.
I'd like to kick this guy in the head.
In the statement, Thompson says Sims 2, the latest version of the Sims video game franchise, contains, according to video game news sites, full frontal nudity.
What?
Not true.
Unbelievable.
Including nipples, penises, labia, and pubic hair.
Oh, boy.
The Sims 2...
Just like real folks.
The Sims 2
to simulate people.
Is a life simulator. In the game, players steer their digital beings around their cyber lives, and actions include everything from the spectacular, like getting married and having children, to the mundane, cooking microwave meals and going to the bathroom. And, like real life, some activities require nudity. We'll explain how the game deals with that nudity coming up, and what this guy thinks about it. This is insanity. More on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe time for your call. 800-259-9231 if you make it. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Oh, yeah, you're here too.
You can join us online.
You're still here. freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including archives, the bulletin board system, live streaming, and much, much more. It's all on the house. It's all for free. It always will be as well. We've created something.
That's quite a promise, you know.
Yeah. I don't see any reason why it shouldn't. I mean, as long as we're making money, websites don't cost that much money to run.
No, they don't.
And speaking of money, we've created the AMP program. Advertise, market, and promote. For $3 a month, you can help support Free Talk Live. Because your $3 a month, we're not taking, and you know, I'm not giving a dollar to Jason and a dollar to Manwich, keeping a dollar for myself. It's all going right back out into advertising the show, advertising it to radio stations, advertising it around the internet, so we can get the message of freedom and liberty in front of more people. So you can literally help AMP the show at amp.freetalklive.com. You can get all the details there. And once we reach our goal, we will reduce the amount of commercial time on this show by 25% at least. So go and get the details at amp.freetalklive.com. You're literally buying out, think about it like buying out the commercial time and replacing it with more show. So
unless they like hearing more commercials.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think that's the biggest complaint of talk radio listeners.
Yeah.
So any radio listeners, I think. So we're talking about the this maniac lawyer who is going after various video games now. He's won. I mean, he won the battle with the Grand Theft Auto situation. They got
because
it relabeled.
Yeah.
They got it relabeled to adults only, and now he's coming out with an even more bizarre claim. You know, in Grand Theft Auto, there's actually some sex content. There's actually sex that's happening on screen. Personally, I don't, you know, it doesn't bother me. It's a mature rated game. You're supposed to be close to an adult to be able to, you know, to be able to buy the thing anyway.
Yeah.
Theoretically. So I think that all of the controls that are necessary are there. The Sims, however, is kind of a general audience game. I mean, maybe it's like a teen rating or something like that.
At the most.
In The Sims, there are certain scenes because you're just kind of, you're dealing with people. You're just kind of running the lives of people.
Right.
You're simulating their lives.
Sort of creating a fake family.
Yeah, and in some scenes, they since you're watching their life, some scenes require some nudity. Now,
right.
The company that created the game, Electronic Arts, they circumvent the inappropriateness by blurring out the nether regions, almost to a comical sense. So whenever there's a naked figure on the screen, they've got blurs over that, mm-hmm. over their sensitive parts. Knowing that the game is popular among all ages, EA has even taken steps to ensure that Sims fans aren't exposed to indecent depictions. In their recent expansion pack, The Sims 2 University, gamers can send their teenage Sims off to college. However, instead of packing the expansion with keggers and reefer, EA chose to use juice and bubble blowers.
I see.
Thompson doesn't seem to care. This is the lawyer. He cites a cheat code that can remove the blur that covers the nether
region. He doesn't care because he's making a name for himself on this.
The nudity, here's what he had to say. The nudity placed there by the publisher Electronic Arts is accessed by the use of a simple code that removes what is called the blur, which obscures the genital areas. In other words, the game was released to the public by the manufacturer knowing that the full frontal nudity was resident on the game and would be accessed by the use of a simple code widely provided on the internet.
Good heavens.
I hate this guy.
What
I hate him.
Will happen if people see little digital penises? Oh my goodness, the world will crumble. And so now he's pushing this, you know? This guy would like to have the government review all games. That's what he would like.
Appalling.
Yeah.
Appalling.
He doesn't really care.
You're right.
He just wants to make some money off of it.
Well, whatever. Right. Anyway, he's a jerk, and he's getting his way. That's the bad part. The politicians are listening. And what we have to do as people that play these games is stand up and say, stop it. Stop taking my games off the shelves. Let me buy the mature content. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
More coming back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll see you then. Meantime, go to freetalklive.com. See you.